Well, there was your threesome at three, and I hope you all enjoyed that little Tom Petty threesome. And Tom Petty will be at the TD Garden on Thursday night. Me and the Funny Man will be attending.
With our good friend Joe Walsh.
With our good friend Joe Walsh, former Eagle. Well, I don't know if he's former. He's probably still... Yeah, I think they're touring,
Yeah, they're doing that, those two shows. So are you telling me that Joe Walsh will be in the city?
Yeah, he will be in the city. Yeah, very funny. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got something for Chris. Here you go. I didn't know you were going to drop that on me.
Yeah. You never know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, same here.
Like I might not show up for 6 weeks.
Something like that. Yeah, you might go out and blow out your back. Anyways, welcome back to the big show, boys and girls.
Who does that?
3:08 in the afternoon.
What am I, like 50 or something?
I did it 3 years ago.
Hey, they're beeping out.
Hey. At us.
That's your cousin?
It might be.
Yeah. Getting the hell out of Dodge.
She's like, should I grab you now?
She said the safe word over the air, so she's got her her extraction team.
What's
at the
safe
ready.
Word?
I don't know. We
banana.
Don't know.
Cookie monster.
Tippy toe, tippy toe.
Cacao. Cacao.
Anyways, it's 309, 64 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford. Probably do a couple funny news stories as we usually do. Who's going to lead us off on this?
Our newscaster.
And
Harla, I'm going to do a little tribute to a departed Red Sox player.
So, what we'll do, we usually do the wheel of music, but I don't think we're going to do that.
It's under construction.
It is under construction.
It needed to get a facelift because it was left out in the rain.
Okay. So, anyways, we will probably, hopefully, bring it back next week,
yep.
Maybe.
We'll be rebuilt.
And I don't know if Carla we're doing Carla's Corner or not.
Do you have any questions for us?
I'll have to think about that.
Okay, either way, we're just regrouping here.
We are.
Like you said, it is summer, and we are under construction. So that's when you do the most construction, is in the summer, which makes sense, right?
Yes. This is more of a facelift. More of a polishing up.
Okay. So, Miss Carla, why don't you take it away?
All right. It's my favorite character here. We got Cookie Monster. Unfortunately, the story's a little off. As usual, Florida police find cocaine stashed in a Cookie Monster doll.
I don't believe that for a second.
Police in Florida discovered a large amount in a man's car during a traffic stop. Monroe County Sheriff's Office in the Florida Keys shared a photo of the doll with two packages of cocaine that police found hidden inside the vehicle after stopping the driver for driving with dark-tinted windows.
What is going on in this world?
And obscuring his license plate. Deputy Swilly could smell the odor of marijuana coming from inside the car.
The smartest guy ever, is he?
A search of the vehicle turned up a backpack. Inside the backpack was a blue Cookie Monster doll. The deputy noticed the stuffed Cookie Monster was heavier than it should have been and cut a slit into the doll, revealing two bags of cocaine, about 314 grams.
This guy's like an expert. On stuffed Cookie Monster. Hey, what do you think, Joe? Huh?
Nobody will ever expect that.
Paperwork inside the backpack indicated the drugs belonged to the driver. 39-year-old Camus McNear, who was arrested and charged with trafficking of cocaine. Gotta love that drop behind me.
Yes, and for illegal use of licensing of a PBS animal. That Henson's gonna be pissed if he was alive.
Here's another crazy story. You gotta help me drop.
What?
Give a help me drop.
Help me?
Yeah.
Hey, did Kermit the Frog get fired or something this week?
I don't know.
How does a Muppet get fired?
The guy who does the voice, he got canned unexpectedly this week.
Another drug deal?
Wow, you really have had a lot of time on your hands. Right? A lot of free time.
I've been doing a lot of reading.
Jeez.
Let me tell you that.
Oh, good Lord, Christopher.
All right, this next story, we have an ATM that spits out a desperate note from a man trapped inside.
What?
Yep. Please help. I'm stuck in here, read the surreal note from a captive repairman. Imagine going to an ATM to get your cash, and instead of a receipt, you get an eerie plea for help, scrawled on a slip of paper. That's exactly what happened to customers at a Bank of America branch in Corpus Christi, Texas, Wednesday afternoon, after a repairman got stuck inside the room connected to the machine.
Y'all fancy there.
The only way, you know, he should have thought about getting out. He could have used the code Bosco.
Oh, that would have been a great drop to have.
I know, but yeah. I didn't know she was doing that story.
Apparently, this guy left his cell phone and his swipe card that he needed to get out of the room inside his truck. The trapped man was stuck for about 2 hours, according to CBS New York anchors, who could barely contain their laughter while describing the situation.
I bet. What was he worried about? Homeless people living there.
Luckily for the repairman, a contract worker who has not been identified, someone took it seriously and called for help. But even police weren't totally convinced it was for real. Come out here, and sure enough, we can hear a little voice coming from the machine. So we were thinking it was a joke. It had to be. Police freaked the repairman by kicking down the door to the room where he was trapped. No one was harmed, but a few traumatized ATM users may think twice the next time they reach for that receipt.
What do you mean, so there aren't people in there just handing money out to you? I always thought that's how it worked. I thought it was kind of like Star Wars characters. They would like stuff them in the, you know, the C-3PO uniform or the R2-D2. Yeah. By the way, I do have a follow-up to your... to Kermit the Frog was fired yesterday.
Really?
Steve Whittemore, who took over as Kermit the Frog after founder Jim Henson died in 90, says he was fired after 27 years. On Thursday, the puppeteer wrote an emotional blog in his response to news of his replacement, saying he's devastated to have failed Henson. Polly, you would be happy to know this, that... longtime Muppet performer Matt Vogel, you know who he is. He voices the Count and other characters.
Yes.
Will be taking over.
Great.
So it's going to be kept in the Muppet family.
Can he really do that?
I don't know.
It's not that easy.
Who fired him, Big Bird?
Having to spend each day in our
cold filled with water and nice fluffy suds. Then I've got myself
when
my wash cloth to wash
myself. No, strephalophagus.
Strephalophagus.
Oh,
it's not easy being fired.
It's not, apparently.
Seems you blend in with so many other.
There'll be no more green for you.
No more money. Figuratively. I wonder what kind of tale a Muppet puppeteer got. Hey, what's up? I'm the voice of Kermit the Frog. What's up, babes?
Listen to that voice.
Sesame Street has changed.
The color of, spring.
Of course, you know the other song he sang.
Go on to the country.
He sounds like LZ, what's his name, on ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
The black guy with the dreads, the gay guy.
LZ Granderson.
Granderson, thank you.
Do you know what the LZ stands for?
No.
This is not one of my bad jokes. I swear to God, this is not a bad joke. Led Zeppelin.
His name is Led Zeppelin?
We're a huge Led Zeppelin fans and named him
LZ.
Oh,
that is so cool.
Yeah. No joke.
Wow. That is so cool.
Carla's hooking me up to a lie detector right now to verify this. So.
If I ever have another daughter,
yeah,
I'm going to name her Alice in Chains.
Oh, my God.
Okay, do we want to do another story?
Yeah,
or?
Just a little sports story.
Okay,
well, first of all, we just want to welcome officially today number 20 on the Celtics, Mr. Gordon Hayward. He signed his four-year deal. And as we say hello to one athlete in Boston, we say goodbye. The Pablo Sandoval era is over.
It cost us way too much money.
Oh, so... it's 5 years, $95 million. Where do you think that ranks in Red Sox history? That is bad. That makes Kyle Crawford look like Yastrzemski.
We could have built a green monster in right field for that money.
That's the best quote. You need to go on Twitter and post that. Because actually, here's some Twitter things. The Red Sox just announced, this is Jared Carrabas of Barstool Sports, that the Red Sox have designated Pablo for assignment. There is a God. What a day. What a great time to be alive. Oh, my God. It actually happened. Michael Hurley of CBS Sports. In the end, the inner ear infection was too much for Pablo to overcome. And then there's a good one that says that, safe to say, Pablo won't miss too many meals now that he's been DFA'd by the Red Sox for $43 million.
Yeah. I don't think he'll have a problem.
Nope, not at all.
Nope.
And in 161 games with the Sox, Pablo batted .237 with 14 home runs, 59 RBIs, posting a 646 OPS. That is bad. The Sox paid a lot of money for him to do so, as well as $40 million plus for him not to play.
What imagine kind of, that. How bad is that?
You suck so bad, you fat pig. We're giving you $40 million to stay away.
I said that to my neighbor yesterday.
What, you called her a fat pig? And he's getting, here's $40 million, get out of here.
I would like to.
So you talked over my drop.
Sorry, buddy boy.
That's all right, man.
So that's the end of Pablo in Boston. Learning from each other.
Here you go.
And also, while we were away, you know, the Bill Cosby trial went on. And as he left the courthouse...
I know, I...
Yes.
I think that is...
He gave everybody a... which
is that is so disgusting, man.
It's disturbing, man.
The guy raped over 50 women. And he's going... out of the courtroom. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing with him was he was way too self-righteous, you know, especially with the other, you know, remember what Richard Pryor said, you know, tell him to have a Coke and a smile and shut the F up.
Yep.
When he told Eddie Murphy he was too upset.
Yep. All right. We're not a political show. We're a funny show.
No, that's why we quoted Richard Pryor to tell him to shut the F up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to play a quick PSA. And then we'll get back to some music.
Yeah.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
Yeah.
If you do them, you're bad. Yeah. Because drugs are bad.
By the way, do we know Jason Voto?
To do drugs, so don't be bad.
Let's give him a breaking shout out. He gave us a like today. All
right. Very cool.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Right on, man. All right. So we'll get back to some music and obviously some more nonsense after that. I'll come back with the weekend weather, and we'll talk about whatever you guys decide.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, we'll see if fabulous. We have any questions for us.
All right.
We could catch up, get reacquainted.
Reacquainted, yes. All right. Chris, you want to take us out?
I think I can. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in lovely, historic Medford, Massachusetts.
Yes. This song happens to go out to somebody.
Who stays drunk all the time.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Wanna tell you about the girl I love. My, she looks so fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I threw with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. I've got a warm boat all day. I've got a woman, she won't be true now. I've got a woman, stay drunk all the time. Church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord. I'm with my little girl, looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low.
Sorry about that, boys and girls. We're going into some Joe Walsh. He'll be backing up Tom Petty this Thursday night. All right, kids. I'm going to follow through from what I started for LZ. We'll be right back.
She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. Stay drunk all the time.
We're back. Sorry about that little quirk in the system. It wasn't my fault. It was actually the funny man. He's not used to being back. No, it was my fault. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 3:34 in the afternoon, 3:35 now. That was a little Zeppelin.
Yes.
Little LZ.
Yes.
But that went out to LZ Grandison and someone else.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That we know that, you know, that woman. and, of course, Joe Walsh will be backing up Tom Petty on Thursday night.
He's going to get there early.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, he plays that song. I mean, that's a long song as it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when he plays it live, he goes longer with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It just goes guitar on it.
I saw him do that with the Eagles.
Oh, they did it with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay. Well, you wouldn't expect that, you know what I mean? Man. Because that's his song.
Yeah, they gave him his own little section of
little
the show.
Little segment.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got Don Henley, you know.
Yeah, you're going to say Glenn Frey.
I wasn't going there, obviously. Yeah. Nobody can go there anymore.
Nope.
So, anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up, as I said. 64 degrees here in this lovely state of Medford. And this weekend, all right, so starting tonight, we're probably going to get some showers. Spotted thunder showers. I hate to say it. I know we've had more rain this year than we've ever had. That I can ever remember anyways. You know, and I'm old. And tomorrow, and I hate to say it, it's going to be mostly cloudy. It's going to probably have showers. But starting about afternoon sometime, it's going to clear up. And it's going to be beautiful. So, a highs of 76 tomorrow, anyways. But Sunday is my fun day. And it is going to be beautiful all day. So, get the grill out. Get the kids. Call the neighbors. Whatever you got to do.
Well, in your case, Tom.
No, not in your case. Sorry. But it's going to be highs of 85. But it's not going to be humid. It's going to be nice. It's going to be beautiful. Warm and pleasant. So that would be my take. If you guys like the beach, go to the beach. I'm going to do some grilling. Yeah. Grilling and chilling. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, nice. You know? I'm going to, get out the old Mr. Turtle pool and...
whatever you got to do.
Dip my tootsies in there.
There you go. Whatever you got to do, man.
I try to get one. I keep telling Aubrey. I go, it's for the dog. It's not for me. You know, the dog gets warm.
Yeah, why'd you get the one with the slide on it?
You were supposed to be on my side. Mr. Brands.
All right. So, anyways.
I will not talk to you on Thursday. I'll sit next to you, but I will not speak to you.
Oh, well. You were invited to my barbecue up until then.
Now you're out.
But no, you're still invited if you bring a turtle pool for me too.
Nice.
So that is your weekend weather, and the pick of the week is Sunday. But don't play anything early Saturday, but Saturday afternoon is supposed to be very nice.
Margarita time.
Oh, yeah.
It is margarita time. It's all, when isn't it?
True that.
Man, you two must be fun in church.
What are you talking about?
Margarita time.
Did you never see those tubs you can buy? You just pour the tequila in it and you can freeze it.
Yeah.
Like right. Slushies out
yeah.
of them.
Oh,
no.
Right, I've seen them.
So, I just asked the father, could you move over so I could use that plug and I bring my blender?
He uses the candles
right in the middle of his sermon.
The act of contrition. And then you use the candles to melt the cheese on your nachos.
Oh, I want nachos now.
Boy, don't you?
How about mac and cheese nachos?
Ooh.
Look at that. I just invented something.
Don't say anything. People are going to hear you and take your ideas.
Nobody's hearing us.
You say it all the time.
What are you talking about?
And then all your ideas get stolen.
No one's actually listening.
I swear, me and him being bugged, because we had ideas about restaurants that people are doing.
All the time.
I don't even want to say anything.
Stop. We're going to Buffalo Wild Wings tonight, and I'm starting to get a little nervous with that place.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No. I have great cider. The wings are good, but I don't know.
Where?
Danvers at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I've gone to a couple of them, and there've been some sketchy folk there.
It is getting sketchy.
I've been to the one in Saugus on Route 1 a few times, but I've always liked their wings.
Oh, wait a minute. I went to one in West Virginia. Maybe that's why the people were sketchy.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even drink the water there.
That's why I drink the booze.
That's the American Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Now, West Virginia's not exactly a happening place, let me tell you, folks. I was over the Maryland line, and the only thing around was a Buffalo Wild Wings, and man, I will tell you something.
Pigeon wings.
Not exactly models hang out there. Let me tell you that.
No teeth?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's better for their other occupation.
Oh, my God.
I won't go there. But.
So, then, you know, maybe you, I don't know, maybe we should do some shake and bake tonight.
Shake and bake.
I got a message for all of them, right? Shake
and bake.
Oh, it's one of my favorite movies.
So, you taking the kids to the old Wild Wings?
We are tonight, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And you're not feeling very up for that?
I don't know. It was a little sketchy the last two times.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing about it.
Eric had this mysterious thing on the bottom of his drink that was making the cider bubble, like, more than usual.
Yeah. Somebody tried to roofie him.
That's what... He wasn't feeling too good the next day, either.
Oh. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going back. Yeah, I don't know.
One of the chefs bent over and dropped one of their Percocets in there or something.
Poor Eric.
Good Lord.
Hey, see that big guy? Yeah, let's dose him.
Yep. Get him. See how hard he falls.
Poor kid. Oh, man. So, what did you get for cider? Did you get the...
Angry Orchard.
Angry Orchard. You know what's really good? The one in Charlestown. The one I like. Google it. I can't think anymore.
Charlestown.
Ask Siri, Eric. Do you guys talk to your phone? This
no.
is a question
well,
I need.
I don't.
No, because I called mine a dirty whore once, and it actually yelled back at me, and I took it, and I put it in the drawer, and I turned off Siri ever since then.
Well, you need some
anger. Downey cider. Downey cider.
East. All right, we'll look into
Down
that.
Down East cider. I thought you liked the place in Malden there.
Oh, that's for beer.
Oh, okay. Oh, they don't have cider there?
That reminds me. They have their new sour beers out, which are really good. Idle Hands, really good.
Right, Idle
good.
Hands in Malden, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you work there, you get an Idle Hands. Never mind.
No. Hey, it's a workshop of the devil.
And also, up in your neck of the woods is my favorite brewery, Notch.
I haven't been there yet.
Oh, what are you doing?
Now, do they have cider there?
No, but they have beer.
Oh, see, I'm gluten-free. Fun stuff.
Well, I pay for my gluten.
I pay extra. I want extra gluten.
I think they actually do have a gluten-free beer there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm a gluten for punishment.
Yes, absolutely.
They have skee ball there. They have a
really?
Guy playing out in Salem at Notch Brewery.
Wow.
And they have an outdoor area. It's pet-friendly. You can bring your dog.
Nice.
Can I bring my 7-year-old daughter?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Can I bring my
neighbor? She can play.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can throw her in the
you
harbor.
Yeah.
They actually, you know what? If you go there, if you ask nicely, they will give you ankle weights.
Nice.
Not a bad deal.
And then they'll say, didn't see a damn thing.
Oh, they're nice.
Very accommodating.
Kind of place. Yeah.
Very accommodating.
Very good.
Did you guys, speaking of which, I know we're running out of time. I hate running out of time, but, that Kid Rock is running for state senate.
Really?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Michigan.
Wow.
And next year, yeah, 2018, he's running for state senate. He's a bright guy. Don't get me wrong.
I never talked to him, but I don't think it takes a lot to write Bowen up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think one of the things it's in the Constitution.
Not that we like
is
talking about politics,
you
but
need
it's,
to,
it's
you,
music.
You need too. To shower. I think first.
Well, I have a feeling he's not cutting his hair.
Yeah.
And not, well, I don't know about showering. I don't know. But, he, you know,
crazier
he's going to do
happened,
it.
Right?
Well, Trump is president.
Yeah.
So, I mean, crazier things have happened.
Yeah.
And so, with that being said,
let's change the subject.
No, I'm going to play a Kid Rock song,
yeah.
And then we'll come
nice.
Back, say our goodbyes.
Oh, do we have any questions?
I don't know.
Do we? Let's see.
It's up to you.
Yeah, we could ask you guys a question.
Do you want to play the rock, or you want to do some questions?
It's up to Miss Carla.
You can play the rock.
All right, we'll come back. We can still ask questions. We got 15 minutes.
No, yeah. Anybody on after us today?
I have no idea, bro. Hey, since I've been here the past 6 weeks alone.
Aw, has it been that long?
All right, no, you were here 1 week.
Yeah.
When you took that dancing tape of me, video of me.
Wait, yep. I think I was here when you did the dancing.
All right, so that has been 6 weeks.
Yeah, you've been by yourself because this is the first time. Then I called in a couple times. Then there was a lot of therapy.
Yeah, for me too.
Yeah, and now now I'm heroin free.
Oh, fabulous.
Excellent. All by myself.
Go with it.
All right, here's a question for you.
All right, go for it.
All right, what do you think would be the hardest thing for you to give up on?
Stop.
Polly singing all by myself. I'm digging that.
He's got the...
He's holding up his
flashlight. He doesn't have a lighter. He doesn't smoke. He's holding up his lighter, his flashlight on his phone.
Hey, speaking of that, did you hear about this thing called popcorn lung?
No.
Look it up. Popcorn lung. It's something that you get from vaping.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, we don't vape. We're not vapers.
We're not idiots.
Exactly. We're not idiots. You know what I say? You know, if you see someone vaping, I think legally you should be allowed to, like, punch him in the junk.
Oh my! Yeah, I was thinking like a dope slap.
Yeah, it's like what's the matter with you?
What if it's a little tiny woman? And you know who I'm talking about.
She vapes.
She does now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I am in shock.
I
am shocked.
No, you're not.
Okay, back to good friend.
Alrighty, so back to that question. The hardest thing that you would be able to give up on. Uh-oh. I see smoke.
In the words of David Soul, don't give up on us, baby.
What does that mean?
The future doesn't last one night.
All right, but...
How do I know the words of that song?
Don't give up on us, baby. Forget it.
Don't give up on us, I know. Or it could still come through.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
All right, Hutch. Enough.
You're not Hutch. I'm Starsky. Oh,
okay. Starsky, you're not.
What is Starsky?
That was the only question?
I thought we were going to Kid Rock from this.
I don't know. Kind of. Might as well just keep going with the
we can end
jocularity.
With Kid Rock.
All right. Are you usually early, late, or right on time for your events?
I'm 5 minutes early. Especially like for work things, for meetings, I am 5 minutes early all the time. Especially
every
time. When this phone calls, it's me and my RD, and he's like, "You're the only effing person who shows up early." I love that about you, Ridgeway.
Ridgeway.
Yeah, that's his name. I'm always it depends. I'm usually early, but it depends on what it's.
What it is.
I hear
you. Right.
But I'm never late. I'm always on time or early.
That's me too.
Or if somebody says, party starts at 1, I don't show up at 1. I'll show up a little later because, you know, you want a little time for people to set up, get comfortable. You don't want to be the first one there. Going, so, hey, nice cider.
I have it down to a science. I wait till the very last minute where I know I'll get there right on time.
No, if it's a party, I'm there early. I want to eat all the hors d'oeuvres and get there before anybody.
Oh, boy. All right. Tell me somebody that you actually envy.
I don't envy a lot
of
people.
They're at a loss for words.
I'm not an envious type. I don't begrudge anyone for success or happiness.
That's good. That's a good quality to have.
I envy your neighbor. I envy someone who can park wherever the hell they want and steal.
Right?
Do you know how much I just paid for mulch? I didn't know I could just steal yours.
Of course you can.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah, because you're the same way. You don't begrudge anybody of anything. You're,
yeah, me either.
No.
I really don't care.
What? Maybe Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You got all them Russian friends.
I don't envy him right now. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Really.
Just wait till the money laundering comes out.
Maybe Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. There you go.
You know what? I would say him, except the way he makes his money is rather painful. No, I mean hanging out with Julian Edelman.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a Pats fan. I can say this. I think Julian Edelman probably vapes too. He's a bit of a, you know.
Nothing looks stupider to me than driving past somebody in this huge plume of smoke.
It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, enjoy your popcorn along, you loser.
Oh my God. We just insulted many.
That's okay.
None of them listen to our show.
Seriously, if you vape, you don't deserve this good music. Besides, you're probably listening to, I don't know, or listen to jamming or something, you vaping.
Yeah, right.
D-bag.
All right, here's the last
one. Listen to your ditty, you ass.
What's the hardest thing you ever had to do?
Ooh, yeah. That's well, I won't go too far into it, but
I don't know if that means physically, mentally, you know.
You choose.
Long division.
Shut up.
That's the hardest thing I had to do. Shut up.
Physically, I would say my car accident that I've been through so much since it.
I think I know that.
Mentally,
it
would be losing my grandparents.
Oh.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was going to say my parents.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew you were, of course.
Yeah, that was, that's the hardest thing.
To lose someone you love, especially your parents, you know, that's, not to get serious.
I know.
And we just all got,
we just got serious.
What about you?
I would say the same. Actually, my mother-in-law passed away today, so it's a very sad day.
Wow.
Today?
Oh, yeah, wow. This morning. Peacefully, though.
Okay.
And she lived a long, happy life. So that's all we can all ask for.
Okay. No more sadness.
Well, I would like to die the way my father did, peacefully in his sleep.
Yeah.
Not like his passengers screaming.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
He was an airline pilot or a bus driver. It works for either. I'm kidding.
You're awful.
All right. I'm going to play a quick song. We'll come back with our goodbyes real quick. And would you like to take us out, Christopher?
Yes, I will. You are listening to The Giddy Up on WMFO 91.5 in beautiful historic Medford.
All right. This goes out to my Dawn.
Didn't know you
Little Badfinger. Little Baby Blue from My Baby Blue.
Little Pull My Finger.
All right. It's time for us to say our goodbyes, even though we hate doing that. So would you like to start, Ms. Kala?
Sure. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Happy Friday. I don't have much more to say than that.
Hey, you don't need to say much. Me and Chris are long-winded.
You guys just kind of, yeah.
Yes. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll be appearing at that bridal shop that the women are dressless. I'm kidding.
Terrific.
Yeah, I'm just very happy to be back. Very happy that my back allowed me to participate in the show. I miss you all. I miss doing this. And as I always say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, as long as you can. But make sure you do it in a vehicle. If you try running at in your 50s, well,
with the bad back.
You end up like
we know
me.
What happens.
You
then.
End up with your feet up and in the fetal position, crying and eating chips.
Exactly. And anyways, boys and girls, we're going to take a 166-hour break. Just want to say I'm glad to have my team back. You guys rock, as we all do. And I want to thank everybody for listening in to the show. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here doing this. Why are you looking out there, Chris?
I was trying to see if anyone was trying to come in.
I think we're good.
And the last time, that mean guy. Did you read the sub list? It's hyped up to you.
Anyways.
I'll drop you like a bad transmission, you punk.
That's right. I'll scramble you like an egg. I'll flip you like a pancake.
I've got chunks of punks like you on my stool.
Okay.
I eat you for lunch.
I hope you don't eat stool for lunch.
Oh my god.
And I know where I was.
Yeah. Get a GPS. Figure it out there.
Anyways, thank you, boys and girls, for listening in. And I want to say, as I always do, stay Boston strong and always be a rock and never roll. And one more thing. I want to apologize to Matthew McConaughey, as I do every week. He's here every week in the green room. We seem to run out of time for him every week. I don't get it.
Hey, when we weren't here, why didn't you just have him fill in?
I should have. He was eating lunch in there naked, playing the bongo. I don't know.